Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen.
Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me.
Let us pray. Our most righteous Father, we are grateful unto you. We thank you for this costly moment to hear from you. Lord, I stand here trembling, not knowing what I am going to say. Spirit of truth, your words say, when you come, you will guide us into all truth. Baba, please. Come and speak to us through this mouth of clay. But at the end, only your name alone will be glorified. Let your mind be delivered to your people. Thank you, because I know you will do beyond my preparation. To you alone be all that glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. If you want to say that amen, say it like a child of God. If you are not afraid or you are not intimidated by the enemy, can you roar that amen like a lion? If you believe that you are here for the unity of the faith, can I hear somebody shout a thunderous amen? Can you put those hands together for the Lord Jesus Christ? God bless you. Please take your seat. Amen. That is this Hausa song, even though I don't know how to sing it very well. I don't know how to sing it in detail. But I love that song. He said, Gagara misali, idonya gagara, besaya gagara da kaiba. Idonya gagara. Bazaya gagara da kaiba. What is difficult for doctor is not difficult for our God. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. So I want to use this opportunity once again to appreciate the organizers of this program. This is the fourth time that this program is holding. On February, it was a Northern Convention, one of its kind. And we have a selfless man that is ready to pump everything in his pocket just for just one soul to be won. When you have such a man, it is a man that should be followed. I want to thank God for allowing God to use him in a time like this. If you look at the daughter, you will know that if it is in denomination, with the current situation of this country, at least registration should be at least 5,000. Let's just say 5,000. Eh? I just say, let them say, as in somebody that have a mind that he want to go to heaven. And then we collect 5,000. And then you have to lodge yourself. But everything me and you are enjoying, even what we do not enjoy in our homes, is given to us freely. Let us appreciate the servant of God. Hallelujah. You see, when Pastor Lou said yesterday that I will be speaking, I was shaking seriously. The reason be that our pastor has not preached. And then when he came up yesterday, all he was saying is what is going to help me. And I was listening carefully. All that he was saying, I said, thank you, Jesus, because I believe with what he said yesterday, it is a confirmation that what I'm about to share this morning is given to me by the Almighty. 2019, I shared this with Pastor Francis Ezanigwe when he was still with us. And then I was in Ekiti State. I have a program in Ekiti State to preach the following day. And in the night, I had a vision. I was praying. You know, if poverty have ever dealt with you, if poverty have ever brought you on a table and judged you, your prayer point will be different. Poverty have dealt with me that I know the definition of poverty. And so I was praying for abundance of God's blessing. Oh God, bless me abundantly. And when I was praying that prayer, my focus, my attention was on material acquisition. And then that night, I saw in a vision a white horse. And I stand on this place, a lion. And I saw our pastor, Pastor Moses, white. And that horse was white. And he moved through. And another horse, white, appeared. And the voice said to me, follow him. This is my servant. Now, from that very moment, I realized that there is something God wants me to learn from the ministry of this man. And I've been following carefully. And I pray that God will want me, or he will help me to learn what he wants me to learn from him. If you listen to him on Sunday, after that magnificent building, he said, it is free for everybody to use it. I learned something. Brother, this morning, by the special grace of God, I want to briefly share with us a message that I title, The Danger in Plenty. The Danger in Plenty. I want to share a topic titled, The Danger in Plenty. Is that understood? The Danger in Plenty. And then we are going to take our text from the book of Esther, chapter 1. And we start reading from verse 10. Esther chapter 1, from verse 10. On the seventh day, when the heart of the king was merry with wine, he commanded Mehuman, Bista, Habona, Bigta, Abata, Zeta, and Kakas, the seven chamberlains that served in the presence of Ahasuerus the king, to bring back the queen before the king, whom with the crown royal, to show the people and the princes her beauty, for she was fair to look upon. But the queen Vashti refused to come at the king's commandment by his chamberlain. Therefore was the king very wroth, and his anger burned in him. Then the king said to the wise men, which knew the king, for so was the king's manner towards all that knew law and judgment. And the next unto him was Kashina, Shata, Admata, Tashish, Meres, Masena, and Memucan, the seven princes of Persia and Media, which saw the king's face, and which sat the first in the kingdom. God, what shall we do unto King Vashti according to law? Because she has not performed the commandment of the king Ahasuerus by the chamberlain. Let me stop here.
You refuse to appear to the call from the king. I want to show you something briefly because I have a limited time. In Genesis chapter 1 and 2, we speak just because of that. Genesis chapter 1 and 2.
It was that confession that made
made God to send an angel with a tongue of fire to touch his tongue. And he said, your iniquity is not sin. Your iniquity has been purged. After the purging of iniquity, the next verse he was going to hear is, who shall accept? And who will go for us? Up to today, God is still in search of usable men. Men that are usable by God that made them. We only have people that is using God. We don't have much that God is using. So God is really asking, who shall I say? And if I say to this, he will go for our purpose, not for his own purpose.
Yes, sir.
Man of God, you are here for the truth. So that you know, you are not called unto yourself. You are called to serve the purpose of God. Are you listening to me? So this will be good with us. I'm driving somewhere. I'm driving somewhere. Plenty is very dangerous. Plenty is good, but there is danger in it. Somebody understand that? Plenty is good, but there is danger in it. Second Chronicles chapter 26, because of that. Second Chronicles chapter 26. Listen carefully. Let's start from verse 1 of Second Chronicles chapter 26.
Then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the room of his father Ahaziah. Right? He built Elam and restored it to Judah after that king slept with his father. 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name. His mother's name was also Jecoliah of Jerusalem. Yes. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah said. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. And he went forth and warred against Philistines and break down the walls of Gath and walls of Jericho. Okay, Jericho. And the walls of Ashdod and built cities about Ashdod among the Philistines. And God helped him against the Philistines and against the Arabians that dwell in Tobah and the Meunim. And the Ammonites gave it unto who? Uzziah, and his name spread abroad even to the entry in of Egypt, for he strengthened himself excessively. Moreover, Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate, and at the valley gate, and at the turning of the wall, and fortified them. Also, he built towers in deserts and did many well, for he had much cattle, both in the low country and in the plain, husbandmen also, and vine dressers in the mountains and in the camel, for he loved husbandmen. Moreover, Uzziah had an host of fighting men that went out to war by man, according to the number of their account by the hand of Jehovah. The scribe and Amasa, the ruler, under the hand of Hananiah, one of the king's captains. The whole number of the chief of the fathers of the mighty men of Valor were 2,600. And under their hand was an army, 300,000 and 7,500 that made war with mighty power to help the king against the enemy. And Uzziah prepared for them throughout all the host, shield and spear, and helmet, and hamperdor, and bow, and sling to cast stones. And he made in Jerusalem images invented by cunning men to be on the tower and upon the bulwark to shoot arrow and great stones with them. And his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelous in him. Go ahead. But When he was drunk, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. That is dangerous. He was marvelously held until he was lost.
I wish you know the achievement of this grace of God. I don't know. You only pray, let the spirits that possessed him later, because he was doing what was right before God. He invented, he was beatings, he fortified him.
Thank you.
commits a title to himself that God gave him. He was living yesterday, and I was thinking about this thing. Somebody said, what is his position? I said, his position is that he's a member of the body of Christ.
Yes,
yes, yes, this is how the church is. The church has an eye. We have a nose. But they are not doing the same work, but they are in one body. There is this pastor. There is leader. There is king. They are not on sea, but they do the mission. Listen, the information that carries this house is a meeting. But the one that carries the words, I need to know you. This is what we are doing here, and the sinners are talking for you that in the work that you're doing, somebody is talking on this place. You're not going to help ahead of you. Someone keep this place clean. He's also a servant. People are cleaning the toilets that you go to do. And you are closing doors on your own sheets. And when you do, somebody that did not shoot your sheets will go out to clean it. It's a reason.
Yeah.
He said, sure. And he just my little money. And you don't want to say, sir, please can we exchange number? Every day we meet. We just left. But one day, my phone rang. And I keep going. He said, my brother, we live together in Ontario. I said, yes, it's okay. He's calling me from Japan now. Please say your account. What he said to me, as little as it is that times 100 of what I give. Brother, I want to ask you. This program is ongoing. Last year, the same one person in our list brought 8 million. I bow my head in shame. Does it touch you? If you are doing a small program in your church and people do not support, how do you feel? But I don't want to go to that area. And you see, that man is a mother of God, so you can cheat. And I,
yes, sir.
And people will get up and start preaching Jesus. Huh? What is it you give? Do you know how many times he fasted with you? Excuse me, sir, what are you doing? He was trying to kill the spirit of belief. He doesn't want to think of it at his head. I said, listen to me. If somebody wants someone when he was being promoted, by birth, he shouldn't be the king. By right, he shouldn't be the king. By divine order, he was the king by divine order. And then, when they were promoted to no one and planning to go, if everybody had prophesied to him that one day you will marry 1,000 princesses, he will tell him this is first prophecy. But when Blake is at you, I see that, Abba, I can do that. I have the money. Spirit of Blake. But I can't understand. He said, vanity of my vanity. Oh! It's not. I am blessed by nothing. And nothing. We are all vanity. He said, you are the problem. When they went to call you from the bush, and he was anointed in the presence of his brother, and when they brought up, you said, I'm calling you about anything. One day you have to grow evangelism. That people who go to war, you can't be as supposed to be who is back at home. To see a naked woman. He will not win. But one day, he was left lasting in his apartment. And he looked out and saw a woman beating. And said, hey, what told me that woman? Who can disobey the order of him? A woman that is beating when they can see her beating is a prophecy. You believe me? Are you listening to me? If she has a good place, then we will not have seen her. But if you're not talking about the room in the north, that we use sack and pray. And then as for Lisa, somebody said, I'm going to go with this woman and demand them for her attention. You can imagine when the shepherd stepped into the grass and put her leg on the rock of David's in the room and didn't enter the room and go. And enter the house like that. I don't know what this girl said. So do that, this is the point he said. I was now careful how to walk and release my leg. How to walk and release my leg. Imagine that kind of birth that the shepherd saw for the first time. She couldn't resist David. And it was plenty that led them to give her back. And when he discovered that woman was pregnant, he must have had the death of the husband. Excuse me. David caused the clothes of Saul and his heart smoting. When he slept with the shepherd, why did his heart not smoke?
Different message when you got.
Ask me. When he saw himself in the fashion of man,
When he saw himself in the flesh of man, we came or bring them, we knew them to be dead. Let this mind be in you. Are you in me? The mind that will bring down a prophet under you. I wrote them the way Pastor is in. It's a message for another time. And then a prophet under him said, somebody want to buy and build a house for him. And he called him back. I pray for him. He went to the land and blessed the land. And somebody else started the foundation without informing the person that made you. And finish it as not with the picture, what an insolent. You have the effort in your capacity. Because they will come around and you are waiting for people to beg you to come and listen. You are finished. In fact, you are completely finished. If you do it because you said, what does it have to have? You are not a believer, you are not a believer. 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 Run away from the painter of praise. Let this man be also in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
Amen and
amen.
Matthew 13 from his word. Matthew 13 from his word. Really?
Yes, yes. And Jesus was coming to him
and said, "This is not for you."
And said, "Verily, this is not for you."
For school fees, I pay ahead. He said, it's not that. He says, not that. Look at us here. Sometimes he was mentioning some things. What was that? Who is telling him this? I changed my prayer points. I said, oh God, you must bless me so that they will know that I bless you. I don't know if I'm asking you. I said, in touch. And I asked him, am I lying against you? No, bro. He said, praise the Lord. Touch. And then I'm repeating myself. You don't know what it means to silence. I said, can't you see that if I speak, I speak to my two eyes closed. He said, that day my God is standing at night. Why do you speak? Okay. Let me not go that way. Let me not go that way. But please, let me just finish speaking. Listen to me. Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. Have to overcome the danger.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. Blessed are
the spirit, but they are the kingdom of heaven. Don't you ever come to a point where you make your life? Always desire more. More of God. I want God to make more of you. No, I want to know you more. I was to God. Conference. I used to watch it. But why this light shone on me? He said, I say, sir, I have seen light. I want you to pray for me. He said, are you saying that we are in darkness? I said, never come out of my mouth. I never say so. So he do like this and lay hand for me and pray and I went. I came to Christ. I didn't come to become a pastor. I came to learn. Because I realized I didn't know nothing. That day that I came was the day I baptized. I thought that it was the one that baptized me, you know, for you. I was sitting on my own way. I was not praying and begging to pastor in the church. When I was waiting to see that, and all of a sudden somebody called me on the phone. He left and he said, little David, you should see the people I want to see. He came and said, I saw you during the month. That's where you're going to start. In my heart, God, that day, I was fine. Why do you want to stay with the knots that are kneeling down? All my life I've been in the knots since 1988. And that God has finally got me to Lagos. And I pray to you, prophesy, and say, you know. Do you know that since all that prophecy, I left right? You don't have to see me. I said, look at God, see me, prophesy. I said, you know, when they see me, God, yeah, I said, look at God, see me. It was where I ran to. And somebody said, me, God, they did not use it. I'm not come out. And when they are not come out. Because if it is God, it will be God. I was chosen because my passport was paid. And I went out. Where I was running to God, they paid for me free of charge. Brother, be careful of the spirit of plenty. As you are growing, as God is helping you, pray that pride will not kill you. Listen, the captain is going one day. Will you come? Will you come? He quieted himself. He looked at this and prayed for a reason. And he said, is this not God at my hand? God said, hey! You say this. Have you helped you to stand? You stand this. And I'm going to help you and eat grass. Also, until you take the apple and announce that God will let you have seen and be able to keep up the fruit of him. While I was sitting, the man started going, and he was there. So he said, nobody contested for the throne. God allowed you to fight. Nobody had the throne. When his spirit is not part of him, he realized that I support the God of himself. And that don't fear God in his throne. Don't fear God in your throne. Please help yourself, and God will accept you. Help yourself, and God will accept you. Finally, I said, draw me closer, because I would like somebody to join me in prayer. Finally, I was prophesied in the vision of the brain, verse 8. The vision of the brain, verse 8.
He says, unto me who am blessed that can live. He achieved it by submitting to the will of
Let this man go to you, which man takes of me without love. If you don't have my will, the next one will be there over my head. So that, boom, with this new scripture that we have looked into, I can stand and say that by the grace of God, I have done a little justice to the problem of pain in it. And if you are here and you know that here, this is my problem. Pride is my problem. I can't continue to see myself. I want to come up here and join this man so that God bless me. Oh, yeah, yeah. If I have fast, 7 months.
Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. from the next place.